K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition, folks. Hear about this K-State podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording this special episode on this Friday evening, December 23rd, 2022 here. And we're going to look at volleyball This got kind of overshadowed a little bit due to, obviously, the holiday season. K-State Nation, hope everyone is enjoying your holiday Christmas weekend here. This is going to be posted probably most likely on Monday, one of the Monday slots, either 11 o'clock Central Time or later on Monday. So with the weekly podcast that we just recorded, me and Alex recorded with our returning special guest. What an episode that was last that we recorded with Maddie Gage, on campus director of, on campus recruiting director for K-State Athletics there as well. So that was another enjoyable conversation with her, talking about the recent signees of the 2023 class. Early fall signees went down this week. K-State making some history there as well. I'm not going to spoil it. You'll have to download it. Well, when this podcast comes out early next week, like I said on Monday, that should be already out. That's going to be snuck in more than likely on Christmas night as well. So you're going to get a late Christmas gift, or actually not really a late Christmas gift, but kind of your, what's it called, your dessert podcast as well. So that's going to be Christmas night. Episode 136, the Pearl Project Podcast, weekly edition there with Maddie Gage, who was on with us earlier this year, episode 114. So we've had Keithan on multiple times, and we've now had Maddie on that list as well. So much good conversations this year, not just from Maddie or Keithan, but from several other different folks who have joined the podcast to speak about their experience about K-State as well. So definitely, it's in the archives feed. Go back and check it out. I'll probably mention it again this upcoming week with looking back at some of the greater highlights of K-State Athletics through football, volleyball. We're going to get right here in just a second, I promise. Men's basketball, women's basketball, all things K-State related here. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited to have that podcast roll out, the 136 with Maddie Gage, and obviously the rest of the podcast to come with wrapping up with the year of 2022 here, and K-State looking to finish strong here on the final day of the calendar year. And volleyball, another highlight for them off the volleyball court. Actually, this was mentioned yesterday as I'm sitting recording this podcast. But Mackenzie Morris continues her postseason accolades there. She was named 2022 Big 12 Volleyball Scholar Athlete of the Year, folks, as the Big 12 announced yesterday, some point yesterday there as well. Mackenzie Morris, of course, wrapped up her junior year on the volleyball team, of course, with Coach Susie Fritz, her last year at K-State, obviously, with what happened, with what transpired after the end of the season there as well. But Mackenzie Morris, obviously, joined the 1000 Dig Club earlier this year and wraps up the 2022 year with the Big 12 Volleyball Scholar Athlete of the Year. Morris from Dallas, Texas, is now the second player in K-State program history to earn this award. You got to go back to 2015 when Kirsten Colbert, also who was in the same position as Morris, that liberal position, won this honor back in 2015. Morris as the Big 12 Volleyball Scholar Athlete of the Year, honor to several other merits this season. Of course, Morris was named to the Academic All-Big 12 First Team for the third time in her K-State career, also securing her third Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week honor. This was after Baylor, that we just did over a month ago, or around that range as well, in a spot on the Call Sports Communicators Academic All-District Team. The liberal is an accounting major and, add this to the collection, 4.0 grade point average as well, and a four-time Big 12's commissioner honorary recipient as well. Morris played in all matches this year, 29 on the court, and was one of three players to see time in all 110 sets this year. She led the Cats with 500 digs on the season, while her average was over 5.5 per set, finishing second in the conference. Morris finished with a career best 73 assists. She collected double digits in 25 out of 29 matches. That's got to be close to over 80% there. If I do quick math right there for you here in the Pearl Project podcast, the Liberal added 21 total aces, collecting a season best 3 aces on 2 separate occasions. North Florida, early September, and also in that same span, Loyola, Chicago as well. Morris, as I just mentioned a few moments ago on the podcast, reached 1,000 digs in her 23rd match in a K-State uniform, becoming the fastest player ever in K-State program history to reach the milestone in the rally scoring era. She is also just the 5th K-State Wildcat to hit the 1,000 career dig mark there as well. Morris tied the season high single match digs, dig total for the Big 12, and earned a career high mark 36 digs in the Cats 5-set victory over Texas Tech on November 23rd, which is a month ago from today, which led to her Player of the Week accolade. The tally was the most in a single match for K-State since 2019. McKenzie was just the 5th Wildcat in program history to reach, or record, I should say, or same thing, record 36 digs or more in a single match. And there is that impressive resume there as well. And we got to remind K-State Nation at this volleyball team that McKenzie was on with the rest of her teammates, went 15-14 this year, this fall semester, with a 6-10 record in conference play there. And this team, this volleyball team, with a new head coach, will open up their next year's season, their 49th here at K-State overall in the new arena next season. So you're going to have a new coach, and you're going to be playing in a new arena next year, the Morgan Family Arena, right there, right smack in the middle of Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yeah, Bramlage, and right there next to it, to the southeast, is Morgan Family Arena. And then right next to it, you have Twin Family Stadium, and then not too far away from that, you have Buser Family Park. So all everything right there, K-State Athletics here, building awesome facilities here in Manhattan, Kansas. And that's got to get kudos to the staff. Obviously, athletic director, if I can talk, Gene Taylor, big thanks to him and the rest of, you know, K-State Nation donors and all that are involved in all that huge, important process there as well. McKenzie Morris, hopefully she'll be back, and I'm pretty sure she will, for her senior year. Whoever the coach is for volleyball, we will definitely keep tabs on who's going to be the next K-State volleyball coach after Susie Fritz completed, I believe, her 22nd or 23rd year here as K-State. The longtime volleyball coach will not be a part of K-State volleyball next year. It's going to be somebody else new to the program. So you got that. You're playing an exciting, fresh, new stadium there as well. So a lot to look forward to. You got a couple individuals coming back, hopefully, again, despite the change. Obviously, when I think about it, you got Delia Carter, Shaylee Myers, who earned postseason accolades as well. Impressive resume for her as well. And Molly Ramsey, just to name a few off the top of my head, right there for this K-State women's volleyball team. But congratulations to McKenzie Morris. She has been in the news, postseason-wise anyways, a lot. And for good reason, the Big 12 Scholar Athlete of the Year. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are found, wherever your podcast favorite provider is. Make sure you add the Pro Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts, part of the K-State family of podcasts out there. And make sure, if you're not subscribed, you love what you're hearing, you're going to love what we've been putting out here recently, including the closeout 2022 on a strong, strong note. I've been saying it the past couple of days. I'm telling you, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, this K-State podcast that focuses on not just the two big sports, obviously, which has got a lot of momentum right now, but everything outside of that as well, women's basketball, volleyball, McKenzie Morris, men's golf doing some huge things this year from the fall semester, and a lot more other sports here at K-State Athletics. So definitely you want the latest on all things K-State, not just the Big Two. This is Pro Project Podcast. This is the place to get it right here. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily, the PPPD edition of the show. We will talk to you on the next edition of this podcast. And remember, tell your friends about this podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Go Cats!